My name is Bent Hamburg. I'm MCT since 2007. I was leading three different development teams in the past, one at a very large database company, a second one in an international organization, and a third one in a BI company. I also do project management. I'm a Scrum Master. You find all my source code on the GitHub, on github.com, Bent Hamburg. So let's have a quick look at the R integration in SQL Server. But before we do it, what is R? R is a programming language and software environment for statistical computing and graphics supported by the R Foundation for Statistical Computing. The R language is widely used among statisticians and data miners for developing statistical software and data analysis. It's an interpreted language and it's very, very highly extensible. So you can write your own packages and distribute it to the community if you want, which means there are already thousands of packages available. So you can do everything you want to do with statistics. You can also create charts or graphics. So it's quite a strong language. It's also available in Azure Machine Learning. So you can use it there to analyze your data in Azure Machine Learning. But now it's also used in SQL Server 2016. The integration consists of three parts. The first thing you need to do is you have to install the advanced analytics extensions when you install SQL Server. That's more or less the magic part to call the R runtime from within SQL Server to jump into R, which is installed using the Revolution R Open. Open source tools and packages. And the third thing is that you have Revolution R Enterprise, where you can start writing your own R scripts, try R in a GUI. Installation instructions, you will find it on this website. Take care that you need to do post-installation tasks. Two post-installation tasks, you have to run a script, which is installed from Revolution R. And the second one is that you have to enable a feature in SQL Server. Okay, let's have a quick look at R in R Revolution Enterprise in R GUI. We will write a small R script there. We are here now within our GUI. On the left side, you see the R console, and on the right side, you see a script, which I opened simply by file and open script. Let's see what R can do for us. Let's try a simple example. We would like to have the sum of 40 plus 2. So I mark this line of code and press Ctrl R. And within the left side, we see 40 plus 2, and the result is 42. So that sounds reasonable. Let's calculate the sum from the numbers from 1 to 15. So again, I mark this lines of code and I see the summary is 120. The next thing is I would like to have the numbers from 1 to 15 in a variable which I gave the name x and on the left side. So I mark these lines of code. And we just defined the variable and let's print the result. And we see we have there a vector of 15 numbers. Let's have a second one. Let's have a second variable where we assign the value of 10 to it. And now we would like to calculate x plus y. So this means that we want to add 10 to the first number, 10 to the second number, 10 to the third number, so on until we reach the last one, 15, where we also want to add 10, which would result in 25. So let's have a quick look at the result. And we see that this amount, the 10, is added to every single number in x. Okay, let's have a look at a more complex example. We have here a roulette week. This means we go to play roulette through the week. And on the first day, we see that we made minus 120. On the second day, we lost 50. On the third day, we won 200. And on the fourth day, we lost again 150. And the last day, we won 210. Then we have here a second vector where we would like to assign the weekdays to it. So we see Monday is minus 120, Tuesday minus 50, Wednesday 200, Thursday minus 150, and Friday 210 euros. Saturday and Sunday we were off. Here we would assign the weekdays to the roulette week, so we would combine them together. So let's simply execute these lines of code. I mark them again, Control R, and it's executed, as you can see on the left side. Let's print the result. Then we see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the corresponding value. So this looks great. The next thing we would like to see is we would like to have the summary of the days where we made money. So let's try this one. We assigned this one and let's print the result. And we see that we have 2 days where we made profit, which actually is totally right, because we had your Wednesday and we had your Friday. These were the days where we made money, where we went home with more money as we came to the roulette. Let's have a summary of the profit we made in the week. And let's print this one, and this will give us the number 420. 200 plus 210 is 410. Let's see the total we made during the week. And we see we had an overall plus of 90 during the whole week. Let's see the days where we actually made money. So we see on Wednesday and Friday we had 200 and 210, so we see the weekday and the corresponding value. So in our GUI this works pretty good, pretty fine. We can type in on the script on the right side some R code, and we see the result immediately on the console on the left side. So let's execute this in SQL Server. Now let's have a look at how R integrates into SQL Server 2016. We have a new stored procedure there, SP execute external script. The first parameter is the language, which is R at the moment. The second one is that you have to pass a script into the stored procedure. The third one is the input data you could pass, or you pass an empty string. You can rename the variable for the input and output variables. Usually they have the name input data set and output data set. And the last one is to define the result, which you would like to return with the with clause. With result sets, for example, we return here day and var character, and the second one with the roulette days plus as integer. Let's try this in SQL Server, 2016, with the examples we were just using in our GUI. I'm here now in Management Studio, and you can see here a script where I would like to use R to get the data from the database to calculate our roulette scenario. But before we do that, we would like to do the same example as we did before. We would like to see the calculation when we add 40 plus 2 and the result. To do that, in SQL Server 2016, we have a new stored procedure. It's SP execute external script. This SP external script has a few more parameters, but the most important ones are, the first one is the language. So in which language is the script written you would like to execute in SQL Server. At the moment we just have R support, there's no other language at the moment supported, but in the future there will come other languages. And the script, we will have our R script. The input data 1 is here not needed, so it's empty. We will use this later on to pass a SQL statement into the stored procedure, but in the first example we don't need this one here. We would like to get a result back from our R script, and the result is 42, hopefully, and we define this one. We give it a name, this column, and the data type is integer. So let's execute this one, let's try this one, I just mark it. Execute the script, and we see the R script is running in SQL Server through the stored procedure, and we see the result, it's 42. Let's have a look at the second example. Here we would like to see the summary from all the values from 1 to 15, and we have seen in R GUI that we got a result of 120. We would like to do the same here. We would like to print the result of this calculation. So we assign it a value, which is in this case called mySum, and we would like to return the data. To return the data, you always have to return a data.frame. A data.frame is more or less the same as we would do in a SQL statement in SQL Server. If you execute this one, you will get different columns and the rows. And every column might have a different data type, and the data frame is more or less the same. So in a data frame, you can return more than one column, and these columns can have different data types, and of course you will have more than one rows sometimes. So you always have to return a data frame. Where to return it? There is a variable which is called output dataset. You pass your result, or you assign your result to this variable output dataset, and this is this result is here interpreted, and you see the result in Management Studio. So let's execute this one here, and we will see that we have there again 120, the same as before. But let's have a look at the next one. In the next script, we wanted to have an array or a vector with the values from 1 to 15, and we wanted to assign the number 10 to each of these values. So let's execute this one, and we will see the result here, and we see every single number has again 10 added to it. So 1 plus 10 is 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and so on. Okay, now it's time to get the data from SQL Server passed into the script. So here in the last example, we hard coded the value 10 to Y, and now I would like to pass this one through a SQL statement. So if I select this SQL statement, I pass 10 into the script. So I assign a SQL statement to input data 1, and this value is passed into the script, into a variable which has the name input dataset. This input dataset now is again a data frame, because you pass in a select statement. This could have more than one column, which might have different data types. So this is again a data frame, and I would like to convert this one to a vector again, so that I get a single value. You can get information about the values you have in variables using the str method in R, and that's what I used here, and we will see the result in messages, in the messages tab here below when we execute the statement. The rest is the same as before. We have here in X our vector with the values from 1 to 15. We convert here the input value from the select statement to a single 10, to a vector where we have only one value, to a 10. And we would like to assign every value in X the value 10, and the result now is in set, and this one again we return as a data frame. So we will pass it to the output dataset variable, and this one is passed into the result which we gave the name call. So let's execute the statement again, and we have the same result as before, but we passed the value of 10 through a select statement. Okay, let's come back to our roulette example. In our GUI, we had the roulette week. So we were playing roulette for 5 days, and we had 2 days where we made profit. It was the Wednesday and the Friday. In the first example, I removed the weekdays. We will do that a little bit later. I wanted to calculate the summary of days where we made profit. We wanted to calculate the summary of the amount we made in these days where we made a profit, and we wanted to see the total of all the days where we played roulette. And again, we passed the result as a data frame to the output data set, and here we define all the single columns which we will get as a result set. So we have the sum days as integer, roulette total plus as integer, and roulette total again as integer. So let's have a quick look at this one, and we will see that we get the same result as before. So we had 2 days where we made profit. We had the 410 in these 2 days, and the total over the week was 90. This example would be perfect if we would use a table. And I created already here a database, Integrate R. It's an empty database, and there I would like to create a table. with a single column where I just enter the amount which I won. We could expand the example that we have also the weekdays there and all this stuff, but it should be a simple example and the result should be more or less the same as before, but we would like to use the table and the data stored in this table. So let's insert some values there into the roulette table. Let's have a quick look if the data is there. We just simply select it and we have seen 120 minus 50, 200, 1 minus 150 and 210. So we see it works great. The data is in there. And now let's use this table, the same example as before, but use the table, use the data from the database and pass this one to the R script. So the same R script as before, more or less. And we pass this SQL statement into the input data one. So let's try this one. We see the result as before, 5 entries are there. So we passed the select statement into input data one. This means that we have these values now in the input data set. And I would like to convert it as a matrix because we see we have here rows and I would like to have it as a matrix, the roulette week. And the rest is the same as before. There's some days, the roulette total plus and the roulette total, and again the output data set. The only difference is that we pass a SQL statement into the R script and we use this to calculate the values, the same values as before. So let's execute this one and we will see. Now we have the same result as before, summary of days 2, 410 and 90, but the data is coming from the table, from the database. Okay, same here again, we pass the select statement again. We take the result, we convert it to a matrix, we have our weekdays there. We assign the weekdays to the roulette week. Again, we would like to see the days where we made profit. And we would like to show these columns where we made profit, but we would like also to see, we also would like to see this too, the two weekdays where we made a profit. And to get these, we need a function. I was using the cbind function on the roulette the days plus variable. The cbind method is more or less equal as if you would use the data frame method where you pass in the same argument and an additional argument with check names equals false. So let's have a quick look and execute this one. The result now, we will get the day of the week as the first parameter or as the first column. And as the second column, we will get the amount we made on this day. And if we execute this one, we will see that we have on Wednesday, we had 200 and on Friday, we had a plus of 210. SQL Server helped us to figure this out. So we know we will just play roulette on Wednesday and Friday in the future and maybe we become rich someday at some point. And yeah, with the help of SQL Server and R, I think that's a great combination to solve problems like this or even more complex calculations. It's a great thing to start R using SQL Server with your own data in the database, stored in your own database and your own data.